Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
98 FM. All day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, our next guest is one of Ireland's most joyful people, a dancer, choreographer, Dancing with the Stars judge, and now a children's author, Arthur Gourignon. Good morning and welcome to 98 FM.
Good morning. I was going to say, I've never been with you guys. This is so exciting.
I know.
What's taking us so long? After all this year, I don't know.
Thanks for coming in to see us. We have a copy of the book here, Little Artie and the Happy Dance. It is gorgeous. A massive congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How does it feel to finally have it out in the world?
You know what? It feels absolutely amazing because it takes 2 years. It took me 2 years to do it. Even Donald was laughing. I was like, what have you been doing for 2 years to write that book? 5, 6, 7, 8. I was like, you know what? I wanted to be right. Because we were thinking hippopotama or giraffe's going to dance. I was like, no, why don't we put Little Artie with big hair? Because it's more approachable. I wanted this to be inclusive for everybody. Yeah. It's a very positive, encouraging, beautiful story regarding Little Artie spreading joy through dance. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah. And Arthur, there's even little dance moves in the book for kids to learn.
That's right. It's actually inspired. So Little Artie is getting inspired through ducks, through the trees. So you can get inspired as kids. You know, they have such a big imaginations. Like even us as an adult, you know, you create every single day. So I wanted at the end to put, you know, the way I do my, I call my Bible. When I used to choreograph, I used to have this book and choreography. Everything is written down, what I see. So I wanted something to put at the end of the book so kids can copy and get inspired. Aww. So it's basically the choreography at the end of the book.
Amazing.
It's something I don't think ever been done before.
No.
So I wanted something different. That's why Donna Skin took me 2 years to do this.
And queer Arthur, the illustrations are gorgeous as well.
Donna did an incredible job. He actually captured the essence of Little Artie. And even inside, it's so colorful, so beautiful. I didn't want to be too busy because, you know, kids' attention span, it's so quick.
Yes.
I didn't want to be too much going on. So whatever you see, you get. Have fun. Enjoy this. Even grumpy caretaker. He's the guy who never believes in us. He is the person in lives like, don't do this, don't do that. Why not? Who's going to tell me to not do that?
Yeah.
So, and then at the end, Little Artie changing his mind through dance.
Brilliant.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. What do Blake and Blue think of the book?
They are loving it. Blue actually kind of like a little snobby, like watching what's happening here. It's because it's all about Blake. Because Blake was my muse. Aww. She was my choreography muse.
Of course.
Everything I did, I remember there's a video I posted the day it was released. I sent to the publisher. And that was the dance. They said, that's it. That's the one. Let's go. So, you know, shine, 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 hop, hop, hop. And Blake absolutely loves it. She took the book to preschool and she was like, Papa's book. My Papa's book. Papa's dance. But she loves it. I was like, no, you made this book with me.
Oh, it's so special.
That is
so
adorable. Special, a massive congratulations on the book. It's absolutely brilliant. We need to talk about Dancing with the Stars. It is bad. And you've got a new judge on the panel.
I know. Listen, I'm buzzing. I'm absolutely buzzing. I mean, she's an icon. Twice champion.
Yeah.
Actually, we have two panelists now, twice champions.
Mm.
I'm actually staring the thing now. I'm saying, you need to go head to head. Who's going to win
better time?
That would be amazing, right?
Yes,
we were doing this shoot and I said to Brian Redman, I said, God help you. Not one, not two, but three loud, crazy kids going to be at the panel. So he won't have a word in. Literally, Brian, I'm very excited. It's going to be a new season, very energetic. We also have Laura Fox.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Dieron, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Rosie, oh my God.
Rosie,
so
gorgeous
cute.
Name.
Yeah.
So she's going to have a maternity leave. We're going to see her after, but Laura's going to bring the sass. It's how she's going to bring it.
Laura's brilliant as well. And do you know when they're going to start announcing the lineup?
Do you know what? I don't. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to find out like everybody else.
Okay, yeah.
Because I don't. And also, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I don't know who they are. I actually don't know who they are. So I'm like, oh, nice to meet you. Because they've done the sport. Or I was like, that's great. I want to judge them as a dancer.
As a dancer. You know
what? Oh my God,
no,
I'm getting fired. I'm getting my
people
team.
You're being fair. You're going in. You're looking at the skill.
Because I don't want to be like, oh my God, I know you. But they're like, who's that? What did you do?
Okay, so obviously you're the same as us. You don't know who's going to be announced for this.
No.
Are there any names of people who you do know? You know, have you? Do you have somebody who you'd like? I'd love to see them.
See them on.
I always say to Donald. I would love Donna to do it.
Yes.
Una Healy.
Yes.
I would love Una to do it. There's a few people. Why don't you two do it?
Who are we?
You would be like, who are they?
Who are they?
But I'm telling you, I can do the worm, so I'd happily do Dancing with the Stars.
Rebecca won a charity Dancing with the Stars years ago.
I'm really competitive.
What dance did you do?
Was it called the Charleston?
The Charleston?
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, and then I did the worm on top of someone. So I think that's why I won. But enough about that. Let's talk about your podcast really quickly with Donald Skehan. Let's do this. Where can people listen to that?
They can listen to any podcast platforms, and it's absolutely doing great. I know I'm saying this, but we were so blessed. We're number one for 2 weeks. It's crazy.
Amazing.
Do you know what? People asking me, what kind of podcast it is? It's two best friends sit there every week and talk. I'm not going to say that. Like you say in Ireland, talk, you know.
Yeah. Like this show.
Yeah.
No, you talk concrete things. We're like, I don't know what I'm saying. Just
same.
Going with the flow. But you know.
Did you hear us do the cash machine at 9?
But do you know what? That's what life is all about. You have to have fun. And when you're listening to your show, you guys are so energetic, having fun. It's like best friends, like a family.
Yeah.
So that's why Donald and I, we sit there and, you know, podcast is everywhere. But I was like, do you know what? Let's just go and do it. If you don't do it, you will never know. My policy is always, you don't ask, you don't get.
True.
You don't try, you will never know. And so far going well. So
well,
yeah, let's do this, the Arthur and Donald podcast. It's everywhere, wherever you want to listen.
Arthur, you are a ray of positivity. Where can people find Little Artie and the Happy Dance?
Little Artie, you can find online, and you can actually find every single bookstore. And I also signed a couple of copies, so you can have, if there's a sticker on it saying a signed copy, it's yours. Go and get it. And thank you so much. And also, I just want to say, yesterday I cried. I got the news, I'm number one.
Congratulations.
I am number one. It's
we
the best set on Irish dance.
Be happy.
So I am actually overwhelmed. I just want to say thank you so much to every single supporter who actually supported with the book, because it's thanks to them I am there. Do you know what I mean?
Arthur, thank you so much. Little Artie is out in all good bookshops now.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. 98 FM's Worldwide Red.
You've got movie news this morning.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. First up, though, some big TV news. AbFab legends Joanna Lumley and Jennifer Saunders have reunited to film a Christmas special of Amanda Land.
That was a roller coaster for me for the last 10 seconds.
It was a roller coaster of a sentence. Season 2 of the Motherland spin-off is going to premiere on the BBC next year. But before that, Lucy Punch is back for a Christmas special. It's been revealed that Jennifer Saunders is going to play Aunt Joan, who is Felicity's, Joanna Lumley's character's sister.
Oh, very good.
The Christmas special will be the first scripted on-screen reunion for Jennifer and Joanna since AbFab, which aired its last episode in 2004.
Was it 2004?
I have never watched it, and I really need to.
I have the entire DVD box set. I will give it to you if you
have
a DVD player.
What am I going to do? Anyway, I need to watch
it. Blu-ray?
Next up this morning. Let it go. Production on Frozen 3 is starting very soon. Kristen Bell says casting is going to be underway soon. And while she hasn't heard any of the new songs for the new movie, she says she has seen the script.
Oh, very good.
She says it goes through so many different stages and processes, and that's why it's so good, because everyone makes sure the storyline is excellent and all the loose ends are tied up.
Did you ever watch the documentary, The Making of Frozen 2?
No, that's on my list as well, Brendan.
Honestly, I think it's 6 parts. It's astounding, and I hope they do a making of Frozen 3, because I want to watch the documentary.
Hopefully they do, because you love that. Frozen 3, it's going to be released in cinemas in 2027. Finally this morning.
Oh, look, another glorious morning.
It makes me sick. Spooky season is upon us, which means I must give you an update on a potential Hocus Pocus movie.
Oh yeah.
We know we've had two already, right? And there was a little bit at the end of the second one.
There was.
That did imply that a black flame candle could come back and resurrect the witches. So two of the movie stars, Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker, they have separately done interviews with Andy Cohen randomly this week. And they've spoken about possibly reprising their roles as the Sanderson sisters.
No more developments other than we would like to do it. We would like to do it, and we've been having some conversations.
Well, you know, they sent a script, and a lot of it was brilliant.
Yeah.
So I got very excited. And now we're sort of like trying to figure out what it is and how it's going, where it's going to be and how much it's going to cost and all those things.
Could be Halloween 2026.
Oh, this sounds well down the line.
Where's
Kathy Najimy?
I don't know. She wasn't free this week for Andy Cohen. Watch What Happens Live.
Next week.
But someone liked the Black Flame candle. There's a script and I love what she said there. We're trying to figure out locations. I think they should do Hocus Pocus 3 Lost in New York.
Oh, that'd be great.
Wouldn't it?
I'm assuming that SJP is a producer or something on it, is she?
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe they all have a finger in that pie, sisters. You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
That's really exciting. Sounds like way more confirmed than they're letting on.
Book.
Do you think maybe this time next year?
Oh, fingers crossed.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.